Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas lines, huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Hey, folks, welcome to the show. Another week on the right side here. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. What a week it's been. We have another great show lined up for you. We're going to do a quick half hour, get you through some of the important notes that happened this past week, take a look at a few things, and look ahead to what is upcoming. Primarily tonight, we're going to look at college basketball. The NBA is heading to its all-star break. You know myself, I don't cap much NBA basketball at all, but I know the guys at TrendBetting.com do a very good job with that, so you're definitely going to want to check out their packages. But again, it's primarily going to be a college basketball show tonight. NFL, again, is in our rearview mirror, but before you know, we're going to get some Phil Steele catalogs there for college football. We're going to see those lines released on the Vegas Strip for NFL and college football games of the year. That's only right around the corner, but also coming up, you know, I mean, it's mid-February. I'm in the Northeast there. It's freezing cold. Boston area, New England area is getting buried with snow, but baseball pitchers and catchers is right around the corner. It is my most profitable season every single year, so you're not going to want to miss out when Team Trend Betting kicks off the baseball season. As you know, myself with baseball, I usually sit out the month of April in order to get some good information, get some notes together, and some hardcore facts and numbers that we can ride high and ease into baseball season in May, and then put the pedal to the metal in June when our sweet spot hits with June and July, and carry that right through to the end of baseball season, which again puts us right into football season. But let's have a great show tonight. Once again, welcome, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Again, welcome to the show, Guy Sports Talk Radio. That's what we're about. It's what we do. It's what our passion is. Team at TrendBetting.com. Again, we have everything that you need in the way of sports gambling and tips. On this show, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, Major League Baseball, pro football, and also NCAA football as well. That's what I do. But again, looking forward to the remainder of this college basketball season, right through to the conference tournament, right through to the field of 68 that starts in Daytona with the first four. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, as you saw last year in the tournament, what you want to do basically is, you see me put it on Twitter a lot, is take the points and pray. They're all good basketball teams. They're neutral court. You don't really know how these kids are going to really play. So a lot of the times you're better off just taking the points and see where it gets to you. But there's some times that you want to jump on favorites. But again, looking forward to that tournament and filling out my bracket. On the show, we're going to eventually take calls down the line once we make this a daily occurrence. But right now we're still in the infancy stages there. You hear the bumper commercials there. We still have a Super Bowl theme up there. We'll get that changed next week. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of interesting stuff coming down the line with Team Trend Betting. I know, talking with Lucky Lance Williams, the site owner, we're trying to put into concept a sort of reality show, so look for that coming down the line. And, of course, you know it's going to be a full-time job here where we want to get this radio clicking up and doing it every day, multiple guests, taking your phone calls, getting your live Twitter updates, getting your emails, and really, really making it an interactive show. And, of course, what we like to do is recap what happens during the week, because it's very important to take a look at what happened in the past week in order to better yourself with your capping futures in the next day, week, or month there for you. See where you went wrong there, improve on it, and also see where you went right. And maybe you found a little niche and a little concept there that might be able to work for you in the future that you can reapply down the road. Gambling tips, what we look for, and we always like to say, why is the line moving? The line's going to move up, it's going to move down. depending on where you get those lines, Las Vegas, offshore, your local bookie account. Public versus Vegas is always a key indicator. If the line is moving in the right direction with the money, you might want to jump on that steam. I'm not a firm believer in steam. It's 50-50 hit or miss. You're going to see a line that might open up in college basketball 5.5, and by game time it's at 8.5. Doesn't really make one bit of difference unless somebody has some inside information, or, you know, somebody broke their leg in pregame warm-ups, or wasn't supposed to play, or got suspended 10 to 15 minutes before tip. Otherwise, to me, it's just 50-50. It makes you feel better when you have the better line, or excuse me, better closing line before the game starts. But all in all, in my past experience over the last 20 years, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, depending on what that steam is actually going out. And again, as I said, public versus Vegas, very key indicator. Just watch where the line's moving there. A lot of times, if that line doesn't make sense, you can't understand why it's there, trust me, it's there for a reason. 9 times out of 10, the person setting the line is smarter than the guy's betting the line. So always keep that in mind when you see a line that's a little bit fishy or a little bit out there. About myself, again, 20 years being a pro sports gambler, online selling picks for about 2 to 3 years. Exciting news there, rightsidevalueplays.com, which is my original website, my personal one, did undergo some construction over the last week and a half. It's going to be fully active and ready to go by Monday. As you see on there, you can still click on and get around the site. You see the packages up there. And we always say, hey, it's cheap and affordable, but also there's going to be a lot more videos, a lot more daily content there as well that I will be posting on trendbetting.com as well. And people always like to say, like, hey, man, why is that website there? Why do you have your own website? Well, me and Lance got together a long time ago. I've always had the site myself, but make no bones about it. Trendbetting.com is my home, and you buy the same exact plays on my website that you get on Trend Betting. There's no shell game. There's no I gave out this play on one site, I gave it out on the other one. It's the same exact thing, same great service, both websites there. But again, trendbetting.com is going to be my home for a long, long time. And again, in basketball, we have a little bit more plays than we would like at this point. We usually like to take that 401k approach, but there's a lot of information and a lot of games based on, like, you know, Thursdays and Saturdays, where sometimes 1 to 2 plays just isn't going to get it done. 6 to 7 sometimes with 144 games on the table doesn't sound like a lot when you look at the overall numbers there. Less is more, videos up. And if you want to get a hold of me, at RightsideVP on Twitter, follow me on Facebook as well. And of course, I'm always there on trendbetting.com as well. Always like to help out. If you have any questions, any jokes, anything about some previous games, of course, I'm always there to help you out. This is what I do. This is what I love. And I love to help people make money. That's what we're in the business for. So let's pay a little bit of bills here. Trendbetting.com, folks, not a better site out there. Great, great group of guys. We are junkies, not degenerates. We are junkies. We're going to have a lot of action on the table, but there's a lot of math, numbers, information, and also knowledge that is on the line as well. If you go to the website now, click on the experts tab in the top right-hand corner. Click on there. You're going to see everybody listed there. Lucky Lance Williams, the CEO, owner of the website. CJ the Razor, good young capper from the Northwest out there. Alex the AK-47, daily fantasy guru, as well as very, very sharp mind and always up on current data and odds there. You definitely want to check him out. Also go on the web. He does write some great blogs on daily fantasy action. If you ever play those type of games, whether it's college basketball, excuse me, probably NBA and NHL is more his point in that way, but he does win a lot of money. You heard him on the show as well, talking and going over the big games, as well as some fantasy tips and information. MMAJ, one of the best cappers out there in the game with mixed martial arts, and I know he is on a personal heater over the past 2 to 3 weeks with his sports betting plays. I see it there every night. I know he has a very large card tonight, so I do wish him and his followers and subscribers a lot of luck tonight. I know by the end of the night, they're definitely going to be sitting on the right side there. Travis Terry's also on the website. Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Caleb the Prophet. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab in the top right-hand corner. Everybody is there. Packages cheap and affordable. Most packages go for as little as $249 for an entire 30 days of service. So go out this weekend. It's Valentine's Day. Put some cash in your pocket, folks. Go to trendbetting.com. Sign up immediately. Start making deposits into your account and withdrawing massive amounts of money. Stop paying the bookie overall. It's always much more fun to collect. That's what we are going to do at trendbetting.com. We're just going to take a moment's break here. The show title tonight is going to be Bad Beats. Hang with me, folks. I'm going to be right back on the other side there. Give me about 1 minute. We're going to go over a lot of fun on Bad Beats from last week. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years and have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Ah, yes there, folks. See a little bumper right there of me on there. TrendBetting.com, folks. Click on the Experts tab. I'm right there. Sign up there. Be more than happy to walk you through some information on how to bet these games, as well as bankroll management also. But let's get to the good stuff tonight, folks. Tonight, as I said, it's a very, very good show. It's on Bad Beats. Now, sometimes you just have to laugh and move on, because bad beats, you're not making money with them, folks. They are losses. But sometimes you just have to take a look at it. As my name says, Donnie Wrightside, if you give yourself a chance in sports gambling, more times than not, you're going to come out the victor. If you're getting blown out or just being on the wrong side of the game from the jump, that doesn't do you any good. So let's take a look back at the week that we just had there and take a look at a few games that, if the ball just bounces a couple different directions, a bucket here, a steal there, a made free throw here, that makes a very profitable night into a huge night, or can take you from a nice winning night into a losing night. Last week, we started off on Friday night with Canisius and Manhattan. As you know, folks, that's one of my favorite leagues of the year. That's the Metro Atlantic Conference. You know, in football, I love the MAC, M-A-C. This is the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, the M-A-A-C. It's based up here in the Northeast, a lot of teams in New Jersey, set them up to Connecticut there, the state of New York as well. But if you looked at that game, we were doing a lot of first halves last week because we had some good data on those. In the Canisius-Manhattan game, we had Canisius at home Manhattan at home minus two. And just coming down to the end of the basketball game, Manhattan had a lead of 30-27 with 1:16 to go, which would have been good for the cover, which was minus two. Now, we ended up in that game being 30-28, but there were four missed shots by Manhattan coming down the stretch over the last 1 minute and 45 seconds. If they get fouled, sink a free throw, make a layup, get a stop there, that's a winner. But that one turned into a push when it very easily, on a flip of a coin, could have turned out to be a winner. That same night, we had Marist minus two at home over Niagara with 2:16 left in the half. And again, with college basketball, it's not like the NBA where you have a 24-second shot clock. You know, you're going to be in the 30s at 35 seconds there. You had a 30-24 lead with 2:16 to go. If you just play the half out, you know, lay up here, lay up there, foul shot here, foul shot there, you're going to win that half comfortably. Well, Niagara closed in that half and made it 33-32 at the half, so they outran Marist to the gun, minus two, and that's another instance there. You know, maybe a missed three-pointer, maybe a steal. They didn't have a turnover there in the last minute and a half. You could have turned that one from a loss into a victory. Moving on to Saturday, we had a lot of first-half plays on Saturday, as well as some full game triggers there. It was balanced for most of the day. But if you took a look at a couple of games that didn't go our way, University of Texas Arlington versus ULL, which is Lafayette, down there in the Sun Belt Conference on Saturday. Minus four, we had the Raging Cajuns in that game. It was 22-12 with 11 minutes to go in the half. And again, this is the home team here. This isn't you're playing on the road against a monster. You're the better team. You're at home. You need to close that out. With 4 minutes to go, we were up 38-31 in that instance, and it turns out the game right before the half goes to 45-41, which gave us a push. When you're up 10 midway through, 7 late, again, missed free throw here, rebound here, jumper, three-pointer. You know, you get a block shot instead of the kid gets a layup, you're going to win that game. Again, one of those coin flip games, which we should have been on the right side, did not turn out in our favor. UAB was minus 7 at home versus Southern Mississippi. Southern Mississippi is a terrible, terrible program. just floundering around. They're actually banned from postseason play this year. Not like they were going to make it anyway. I mean, the team has about 5 wins on the season. But again, we had UAB at home versus USM, and it ended up being 35-30 at the half. Last 2 minutes, UAB did go scoreless there and wasn't even able to get the push. We actually took the loss. But once again, looking back where it went wrong, steal here, steal there, layup here, free throw there, we could have pulled through. Florida Atlantic at home also on Saturday, minus a half versus the University of Texas San Antonio. Game was 25-25 with 2:40 left on the clock. We ended up losing, again, to a home team, 30-28, which may be a three-point basket late. Something stopped there. We could have jumped on the right side of that one. Moving on to Saturday as well, Akron minus 1.5 in the first half versus Buffalo. This was some action, and we again had Akron, the home team. They raced out to a 20-11 lead with 11 minutes to go. We're actually up 41-39 with the ball with a minute to go, and turned out to be a 43-41 loss. So having Akron minus 1.5 looks like they had a comfortable lead at home, and they're a very good home team. Buffalo's no slouch either, but hey, if you're at home, you got to close the deal, finish it out, play them 50-50 the rest of the way, and you got that one. Moving on to Sunday, one of the tougher ones to take, and you saw me on Twitter posting this here. We actually won the full game because it went to overtime, but we lost the first half. It was Rider minus 1 versus Manhattan. With 11.5 minutes to go in the half, Rider had a comfortable lead at home. A good defensive team of 25-10 with 4 minutes to go. The lead slipped to 33-25. Still comfortable, only minus 1. It ends up at 37-37 at the half. Minus 1 does not cover. That did turn into a loss. But we did have Ryder full game, minus 2.5. The game did go to overtime, and we did pull out a victory there. Rolling over in the Monday, we had Siena plus 5 versus St. Peter's for an entire game full length. We did not take the first half. Had we taken the first half, we would have had a comfortable winner because I believe Siena was getting plus 3 at the half. They're up 26-17. And then to make a long story short, St. Peter's, I don't know where they found their offense, dressed in a phone booth and came out as Superman, but having 17 and a half and finishing with 65 points to have a 65-57 winner, that was a tough one to take, getting 5 and being up 9 at the half. So it looks like it's going to be comfortable. They should win the game outright. Maybe they play it down to the wire. Didn't even get any of that. And then, of course, last night, our 5-star premium play, which had the lead for darn near 90% of the college basketball game versus St. Joseph's at St. Joseph's in Philadelphia on Hawk Hill. Actually up 9 in the second half. They were up 4 points at the half, up 2 with a minute to go, and they missed 2 free throws within the last minute. But the heartbreaker in that game was St. Joseph's pulled up for a jumper, missed it, got their own rebound with 7 seconds to go, kicked it out for 3, and the kid drills it. And needless to say, Rhode Island goes down with 5 seconds to go and was only able to get up a shot, and it was no good there. But if that shot missed as it had, you get the rebound, maybe a foul, a couple free throws there, you're in the win column. But it just hurt because Rhode Island was up the entire game, was the right play in that game, but just folded up a little bit down the stretch, still had a chance to regain that lead, did regain the lead, but just could not hold on. Also, we had Indiana State last night, plus 17 full game in one of our 1-star action plays versus Wichita State. They were down 16 points, covering with 50 seconds to go, down 18 with 20 seconds. The kid drove to the rack for Indiana State, got fouled, splashed the first free throw down for the push. All he has to do, you know, first one's the hard one, make the second one, you got a winner. Bricks the second free throw. Of course, there's no fouls. They walk it up court. Game ends in a push at plus 17, when if you just made the free throw, you would have had it there. And I know some people say, hey, Donnie, man, that could go both ways. You know, you can win by that or lose by that. Same exact day, the day before, Towson plus 4 versus Drexel. It was 51-49 Drexel with 2 seconds to go. They inbound, they foul. The kid splashes down both free throws with 2 seconds to go. So instead of actually getting the win, we actually took a push in that game. And we even were, I mean, I don't even want to crow about being honest, worthy, or whatever, because that's, you know, that's the name of the game. But most of our clients did get 4.5, and a couple did get 5, so they were able to claim the wins. I'm not going to do that and say, oh, well, no, the best number out there was 4.5, so I'm going to be the winner. When we took it, when we sent it out to our clients, it was 4. It crept up to 4.5 and damn near 5 by game time. So very happy for some clients who didn't see that pick earlier and got on board at plus 4.5 or 5, they won. But of course, I'm not going to go in there and change it up and say, oh yeah, we won that game, that's a push, we're going to take that as a push. So that summed up last week there for us. It was a losing week overall, But as you saw in those games, those 7 to 8 games, if you flipped a quarter either way in one of those and we took half of those home with us, it would have been a very positive week on the plus side and putting money into your pocket. But again, it just wasn't meant to be in that instance there. But you have to take the positive there, keep on plugging away, because you know you're on the right side with a good chance to win, and you're just going to have to apply that down the stretch and keep plugging along. And again, we've been in this game too long to keep your head down and say, you know what, I give up, I can't do this anymore. We know over the long term it's profitable. It's not about 1 week, it's not about 2 weeks, a month, or even a season. It's about a lifetime, folks, of gambling. If you stick with it, keep your money invested the right way and not force plays and just to get action over the long term, folks, you will be winners. So stick with us here at trendbetting.com. Going to take just a quick break here, go over a season recap, take a look at what Ken Pomeroy is talking about in his standings, and go over a couple caps for tonight. Stay with us, folks. Long Shots Radio, trendbetting.com. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Hey, folks, once again, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside, talking college basketball. As you know, in the previous segment, we did go over the bad beats a week. It's going to happen one of those weeks. I want to say, my goodness, did we get 5 or 6 great plays to go our way, which we never should have had. It's going to come down the line, folks. Just have to be patient. Let's take a look overall here for us on the top 20. I know a lot of websites most people use there, ESPN.com and whatnot, CBS.com. I like to take a look at a couple of pay sites, which have a lot of information due to analytics, as well as some different angles on the game. And that's Ken Pomeroy College Basketball. It's pretty cheap. It's $19.95 for the year. It's a lot of information to dissect and also digest there. You just have to pick a couple of angles which you think are going to help you out with a gambling professional, being yourself, or if you're just looking to, you know, see the angle, see who's going to win, maybe try to get some help in your college basketball pool in the field of 68 there. It's definitely a good website to use. Obviously, Kentucky being the number one overall ranked team and number two being Virginia, I can't really argue with that one bit. One of the teams that keeps on creeping up and is going to make some headway, hopefully, in the field of 68 is the Gonzaga Zags out there, 24-1. Seems like one of those teams, them and, like, you know, Wichita State Shockers, come into play as one of those teams we're going to fight at the end of the year versus, you know, let's just say Gonzaga runs the table, wins the West Coast Conference out there, and they get on that 1 or 2 line. There's always the big debate, do they deserve to get that 1-line spot over a power conference? I usually tend to say yes, because it's really about the body of work. You can only beat who you have in your conference, and I know they do schedule some out-of-conference games with some power teams as well, so I always give them a nod. It's always good fodder there to talk about, see if they get a 1 seed, can they hang in there, and then they're always going to get matched up with one of those 8 seeds there in round 2 that usually gives them all the hell they can deal with, because that's one of those power conference teams that just waiting in the wings, waiting to knock off or what they perceive as being a lower-level team. Number 3, Arizona, 4, Gonzaga. 5, Utah, 6, Wisconsin. Once Wisconsin gets fully healthy, they're going to make a nice run. They're 22-2, and once they get their guard back there, they're definitely going to have a much, much better team. Villanova playing in the Northeast there in the Big East, 22-2 as well. They seem on a daily drive. They have a tough schedule there. They had some real quality wins, as well as you saw with it's always tough to go up to the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence and come out with a win. Villanova did and also covered. Duke, I didn't even think it was going to be their year, but, I mean, they're still in the top 10, looking at around number 8 at 21-3. according to KenPom. Oklahoma having a nice season, 17-7, but they do play in the Big 12, which is a tough conference. Kansas rounding out that top 10. Heading through to that bottom 20 there, 11-20. Louisville, North Carolina, Baylor, Ohio State, Northern Iowa, one of my favorite teams in the country at 15, and then 16 right behind them, Wichita State. Those two teams are going to do damage. They're going to do damage in the tournament. One of those teams is going to make it into the Elite Eight. Mark my words on that. So when it comes down to the tournament time, most people in your office polls, they see Wichita State, they see Northern Iowa there. I mean, come on, knock them out. Who are they going to beat? They can't beat anybody out there, right? Just keep an eye on those two teams as it comes tournament time. Number 17, Oklahoma State. Number 18, Notre Dame. 19, Butler. And 20, Iowa State. Just looking outside of the top 10 is Georgia, Texas, Xavier, SMU, and good old faithful Sparty there with Michigan State. If we take a look at some overall standings there, because one of my favorite times of the year, no question about it, is when the conference tournaments come into play a little bit later in the season, obviously right before the Field of 68 gets underway. A couple of my favorite conferences to look at is the A-10. If you watched last night, LaSalle had a huge win last night at VCU. I don't think LaSalle is going to really make the tournament there. They're 14-10, tough conference. At sitting there at 6-5, if they make a run, they would have to get all the way to the final game in the A-10 tournament to even think about taking a sniff of the Field of 64. But that's definitely a quality team. We did have our clients on a one-star action play last night, getting 8.5 from VCU at VCU, and they covered relatively easily. Dayton's one of my favorite teams in that conference. Also tough to knock them out at home. Rhode Island, tough on the road. We lost our premium play, as I said, on the Rhode Island Rams versus the St. Joseph Hawks. St. Joe's not really going anywhere, but they're playing tough. 11-12 on the year, 5-6 overall. St. Bonaventure, George Washington, Davidson, UMass. It's a good conference to watch. ACC standings there. Virginia, to me, is the cream of the crop. Notre Dame is sitting there at 10-3, only because they played more games than teams like, you know, Duke or Louisville, North Carolina. I think as the season goes on, even though Notre Dame is 22-4, I just think it's a soft 22-4, to be honest. I mean, they do shoot it really well, but I just see one of those teams as a softer team. One of the dark horses there, which does have a couple big wins on the season, is only sitting at 5-6. 15-9 overall is the Miami Hurricanes, so keep an eye on them. Big 12 standings, Kansas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. That Big 12 conference tournament is going to be a lot of fun to watch at the end of the year. A couple high-flying teams there. Either one of those squads can knock each other out. If you take a look at the Big 10 standings, I like Wisconsin. Really easy to clean up in that conference tournament and maybe even fight for a one-line, two-line come the Field of 64. Maryland, Ohio State, Michigan State, Purdue, Iowa, the normal suspects there over in that division. The Colonial Athletic Association, one of another good small basketball conference sectioned up on the East Coast there. William & Mary, UNC Wilmington, Northeastern, JMU, Drexel, Hofstra. And you hear me all the time joke about Drexel with a couple people on Twitter. They are a local team just outside the Big Five in Philadelphia. Conference USA, Louisiana Tech, Western Kentucky, UAB, UTEP, Old Dominion. They're going to fight it out there. Nobody's going to get a seed in there, obviously, unless they do win the tournament. So just going over a few of those leagues there. Tonight in the games on the hard court, we did have four games in play. Five-star premium play on Georgia Southern, -9.5. I know they were in a little bit of a dogfight with about 10 minutes to go in the first half, so hopefully they can pour it on and finish off a winning night for our clients. A few one-star plays tonight, University of Alabama, Birmingham, -4.5 on the road. Also a one-star play, University of Texas, Arlington getting 3, and also a one-star on Siena +3.5 on the road at Marist. We've had a nice run on our action card there, going 4-1-2 over the past 3 days, so hopefully we can extend that there. But come Monday, those plays aren't going to appear anymore. We might give out a free play or two, but this is definitely going to be an open weekend for those one-star plays so we can get those in. So, I mean, good luck on everything that you're doing out there. Hopefully when you listen to the show, you can pick up a little bit of tips on what we look at and, you know, have a little bit of fun, but also take a look into account of what you like to do. This is what I do, folks. This is what I love to do. Let me help you out. Come to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. We're all here to help. Hit me up at RightsideDP on Twitter. I'm always there to help answer any questions that you have. Run something by me. This is what I do. This is what I have a lot of fun with. So thanks again for tuning into the show tonight. We'll do it again next Thursday night. Once again, we'll see you on the right side. Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com.